I basically was interested on two levels. One, as a performer, when you get up on stage and you play and you kind of bare your soul, your feelings and emotions to the audience when you're playing your music, there's something that kind of gets lost in that process. I mean, you almost become a conduit for the art that is kind of passing through your body and going to the instrument and being expressed through the instrument. And I was interested in looking at that relationship and comparing it with that of someone who is either a holy person or a speaker or a preacher or, in any culture, in any religion, and kind of what happens when, obviously the ego is always there, but what happens when you feel the shift in the ego to something greater than yourself that you are expressing. So that was one thing that I was kind of, that was a parallel that I was interested in investigating a little bit. And then the second one was really researching different religions based on my cultural background. Growing up in the United States, it was difficult for me to kind of have a kind of a cultural exposure to either the breadth of religious expression that you find in Japan, from Buddhism to Shintoism to everything in between. And what you have with traditional religions in Africa, specifically in Southern Africa, which is where my father's from. So I wanted to take it also as an opportunity to do a more in-depth investigation and research into those two areas.
What are some of your favorite pieces you're working on now?
Well, I'm bringing back the Shostakovich Sonata, which is, Shostakovich's last work, which is an incredibly deep and emotional piece of music. I've also been working on doing the entire kind of cycle of the Bach Gamba Sonatas. So I performed all three of those in Phoenix with a great keyboardist, Eckhard Zellheim, German keyboardist here. And I plan on working on the six violin sonatas as well. And yes, I do crossover, and I know a lot of violists get upset about it,
What?
but it's just it's just how I roll. No, but I'm working on that. And so I think that's a tremendous project that hopefully we should be able to start recording maybe around December or January. And musically, it's so gratifying too, because, you've got nine works of Bach right there. I mean, it's really hard to dislike your life when you work on such greatness. So there's that. And then all the summer stuff. I've got a stack of music right now that I'm working on. Yes.
So, is there anything else about the Congress or your performance here that you'd like to add?
Well, I just think that everyone should know that this is not just for violists. I think that anyone who is a music lover, music aficionado, would really have a great time coming to the events and especially coming to the concerts. And I think it's a nice way to get involved in a community that you otherwise wouldn't ever have a chance to really be immersed in. So I would encourage everyone in Rochester to at least for one day come down and see what the Congress is all about. And I promise you, you will be entertained and you will not be disappointed.
Nakatula Ngwenyama, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.